it's a hamstring strain, and then that's really, I mean, that's a primary one. Listen, they played better than we did. I mean, clearly better. They coached better. They played better. And so that's my responsibility. I didn't have my football team ready to play. They did. And, you know, my hat's off to them. Field position turnovers. You can't play a good football team like that and have the turnovers that we've had and not have field position. So on. I mean, you've got to do a better job than that. And that again, absolutely is on me. I'm going to get my football team ready to play. I did a terrible job this week. Time, Drew.
On Michael's second fumble, corner blitz, is that something he should see or was someone else should have picked that up?
Yeah, there are people that are responsible for that. But listen, it's we all take the responsibility for that. So it's yeah.
Did you think about kicking the field goal there instead of going for it on third down?
I thought about it. I thought we had an opportunity to get it in the end zone. Actually, the one you're talking about, the one at the just before the half, that was a free man there. Yep.
And I believe that the run pass ratio in the first half was 25 pass plays to 5 run calls. Can you explain what the ball process was?
Well, listen. Obviously, we thought we could throw the ball, do a better job in that area, but we didn't. So, hindsight, you know, maybe we could have run the ball a little bit more.
Why did you call a timeout at the beginning of the second quarter? It seemed like you could use that timeout at the end of the second quarter pretty desperately.
Yeah, we had a problem there, so we need to use it.
Andy, how concerned are you with the hits Michael's taken, and how much do you think it affected his judgment and his play out there?
Well, listen, he got hit too much. You know, so we've got to – and I can help out with that. I mean, that's my responsibility there.
With the Mac that out, was there more of a concerted effort to get the ball to Deshaun a little bit?
Listen, we try to do that. We try to do that all the time. So try to mix it up and mix and match.
Andy, the turnover problem is something that goes back to last year. I know every week you go over it, but what else can you do?
Well, you've got to make sure that we're putting the guys in the right position to make the plays, and then the guys have to make the play. So we all have – it's all of our responsibility there.
And can you talk about the play at the end of the half and how much of, I guess, an emotional swing that was as you guys were trying to punch it in and take it the other way?
Yeah, well, listen, you can't – that's not good, right? So I thought our guys came in. They came out and battled the second half. We just dug ourselves a hole, and then we didn't score touchdowns. We were doing all the field goal things. So. No, I can't. The one I can't explain. I can't explain that. I honestly don't have an answer for you.
They forced you to take the penalty.
I don't have an answer for you. I just I can't go where I can't answer that question.
Andy, Fitzgerald had a big first half. They moved him around a lot, from the slot, from left, from right. Talk about the problems he caused in that first half.
Well, listen, they did a good job with it. We knew they were going to move around. That's what they do. I mean, they've shown that, and we got to do a little bit better job there.
You take us through his touchdown catch. It looked like Osmond was on him initially, and then from there, was there a communication issue?
There was a communication issue, yep. There was.
Okay.
Yeah.
With your offensive line, what did you see? I know you have to watch the tape, but just were the right calls being made at the line?
Yeah, listen, I mean, they got us on a few blitzes. They blitzed quite a little bit, and they got us a few times. So there was a combination of things last time. I can't tell you. It was absolutely one thing every snap, though. I mean, there was a new experience. So.
Why the field goal lead in the third quarter down 24-3?
Well, listen, we felt like points were crucial at that time, and we had time on the clock to where we felt like if we could get things switched around, we were moving the ball halfway decent. We thought that would give us the best chance of coming back. Yeah.
Andy, you said you didn't think you had the team ready to play. What do you
Well, listen, we came out here. We didn't play well, and that's my responsibility. And so we got to go back, and we've got to detail our work better than what we did, and I've got to make sure that we do that.
Is Arizona's defense the strongest you've faced so far this season?
They're a very good defense. Very good defense. We knew that coming in. They were a good defense.
Did you know the Cobb was going to be getting the ball?
Figured he'd get it out quick. Yep. We figured that, yes.
At this point, is there any way to make better presence? I mean, he's 32. Is there
Well, listen, I would tell you, I've got to help him with certain things, and then, you know, and then we've got to make sure we have the right protection calls and so on. I mean, and he's got to make sure he sees them. It's a combination of things here. So, but collectively, we've all got to do better. And when you have one of these losses like this, this is what it is. You can't point at one thing here or one person. It was a collective effort, and that's my responsibility there.
As the hits piled up late in the game, did you think about putting Nick Foles in just to get Michael a break?
No.
And you're down off three offensive linemen, obviously. Do you feel like you have the personnel to get it done up front?
Yeah, I felt like that coming in. And I'm going to go back. I'll study everything and make sure that I look at it. But I wish you could say it was one thing. It's not one thing or one person or all that. So.
Okay. I've had obviously a very disappointed Andy Reid. The one major injury, Akeem Jordan left with a hamstring injury. He didn't play most of the second half. He was replaced by